This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 70 of The 80%. Today, we have Mar Silvala of CCAP and Raquel May Higuti of Limonology, who will tell us how a business loan helped her small store grow during the pandemic. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. For starters, Raquel, kindly introduce yourself, state your name, and then what you do.
So I am Raquel May Higuti, and I am the owner of Limonology Fruit Juice Bar. I am a registered radiologic technologist professionally, but technically speaking, I am more onto the business side. So that is what I do for a living, and that is what I do for my passion.
All right. So you're basically an entrepreneur, Raquel. And yung Limonology, it's a fruit juice bar.
Yes, mga beverage kiosk sila. So Limonology, it was previously known as Healthy Lemon, and it started with my husband at around 2016 or 2017. Pero before kasi, it was only parang yung mga cart sa kalsada. Ganun lang siya. And then it was during the pandemic na nag-name kami ng Limonology, and it was renamed yung ownership into my name. And then everything started out doon na we started getting into the online platforms kasi syempre that is how we coped up with the pandemic kasi there are no walk-in customers available during those times, right? And then also we got into GrabFood, Foodpanda, tapos since it was lockdown, the thing about it was naglabas kami ng malaking pera kasi during the lockdown meron na kaming previews na mga stores. Tapos, we only rely on walk-in alone. So, what happened was, yung mga rentals kasi namin is around 20,000 to 25,000 per stall before. Even during the ECQ na close ang stores, bayad lahat yung 3 months na yun. So, ganun kasakit yung nangyari sa amin. And what we do was, we leverage during the pandemic, yun nga, through the online platform. So, that is how we started during the pandemic. Actually, nag-start kami sa Facebook Marketplace. Nagpo-post lang ako doon at saka sa mga Facebook groups from Tondo na kasi kami lang, husband ko personally nagde-deliver eh. Tapos kami ng mga staff ko na tatlo sila na nagstay sa amin na gumagawa ng drinks. So that's how we started. Nagtitinda lang kami sa Facebook, ganyan. And then eventually, kinukuha na kami ng mga nagdo-donate sa hospitals na mag-donate sa frontliners ng 60 cups, ganyan. Sa NKTI, sa Chinese Gen, nagdadala kami doon. And then eventually, yun nga, na-discover kami. And then we got into the online platform. So yun, doon siya nag-start.
Raquel, both you and your husband are healthcare workers. So it's interesting to see na from being healthcare workers, meron kayong ngayong business na pinapatakbo. So what were the struggles or the challenges that you experienced nung tinayo nyo yung business? And then later on, I would also like to ask, nung pinapatakbo nyo na yung business during the pandemic, ano din yung mga struggles na na-experience nyo? Kasi diba, extraordinary times last year. Yeah. So, can you share yung story niyo, Raquel, on how you transitioned into becoming entrepreneurs from being healthcare workers?
Okay. So, mahirap talaga kasi kami mag-asawa, since he's a nurse, ay marantik, ang alam lang namin, pathology, anatomy, di ba? So, I think one of the things na mahirap from yung transition from healthcare workers or medical allied professional into an entrepreneur is wala kaming alam sa accounting, wala kaming alam sa management, wala kaming alam pagdating sa auditing. So, di ba, parang everything is, paano ba? Everything is kailangan naming alamin. So, si husband, since siya ang nag-start ng business talaga, magaling naman siya when it comes na masipag kasi siya. Siya yung nag-re-restock. Siya talaga yung naghahanap ng supplier. Tapos minsan makikita mo siya, nakamotor siya, ang box-box ng gamit niya. Talaga mas matangkad pa sa kanya. Ganun siya kasipag. Pero ang nakita ko sa kanya during nung time na siya yung nagra-run ng business is walang BIR. DTI registered lang siya. Sabi ko, paano yan? Eh, sakto that time, nagpwesto na siya sa LRT. So, hinahabol na siya ng Pag-ibig, SS, ganyan. Eh, the very first thing you have to do is at least register with the PIR. So, ayun, that's one thing na nakita ko na kulang niya. And then, sabi ko, sige, aralin natin yan. We can do that naman. So, what we did was we attended seminars, we attended trainings, I read sa Google, kahit sobrang hirap kasi everything is jargon for us. Kung sa iba, jargon yung mga medical terms, sa amin naman, jargon when it comes to the business. So, I think that is one. And then, second is yung sa auditing. So, si husband ko kasi, since siya yung nagre-restock, most likely, ang tinitingnan niya is yung sales ko, how much, and then yung parang paano niya paiikutin. So, he's not looking into the parang unit price, kung magkano yung naging gross profit niya with a certain item. So, hindi siya nag-check ng mga ganon. Which is, nung dalawa na kami na nag-handle, naturo ko sa kanya. So, at least everything alam na namin i-manage. Kung baga yung talagang profit namin, and then yung dapat ilabas lang, yun lang yung umiikot. Kasi before, yung personal money niya and yung business money, nagsasama. Which is sobrang hirap pag ginawa yun. Talagang war talaga yun sa wallet ng isang tao. Kasi isipin mo, dami mo pera, dami mo sales at that time. Hindi mo alam, hindi mo naman pala pera yun. Pera pala ng business yun. So I think those are some of the problems na nakita ko sa amin dalawa when it comes sa transition namin from being allied health professionals into entrepreneurs. And then during the ECQ, ang challenge namin, number one, of course, is financial crisis. Kasi even yung emergency funds namin, talagang nagamit namin. Tapos, imagine doon yung box ng lemon, umaabot ng 3,000. So, kung magbebenta kami, halos talagang kailangan mag-search kami ng presyo. Eh, kami, ang per cup lang namin is around 40, 45, ganun. So, ang hirap. Talagang kinailangan ko pa mangutang sa mama ko ng kapital namin kasi nga, ayun, we needed to pay the rentals na hindi naman namin nagamit. And then, syempre, one of the parang challenges was seeing your pinakamatatagal na na stores and seeing the stores na sobrang laki kumita before na mag-close. Ang sakit nun sa end namin. Kasi, imagine, yung iba niya stores, hindi pa niya ako girlfriend, nandun na yon. And then it closed. Tapos, yung mga na-establish namin na kami na mag-asawa nun, nag-close din. And then, that's number two. And then number three is we needed to sell our car para lang makapagdagdag kami ng panlaban namin ngayong pandemic. So, to give you a bit of a background, nag-start kami ng Lemonology Maseda. So, eto na yung second branch na hawak namin. Nag-start kasi kami sa bahay na lang ulit eh. And then, nag-Lemonology Maseda kami. Ang nangyayari pa noon, ako lang umu-order via Foodpanda para lang masabi na may order. And then, no, promise, nangyari talaga yan. Tapos, yung asawa ko, edi dalawa na yung order. Tapos, pag may umorder na iba, papalakpak na kami kahit isa lang yan. Tapos, minsan tatlo. So what happened was, sabi ko, hindi ko na kaya. Parang hindi na namin kaya kasi magpapasahod ka. And then, babayad ka rin. Tapos yung mga consumables, di ba, you need to paikot. So what happened was, sabi ko, give up na. Kunin ko na yung deposit dito sa rental na to. Ayaw ibigay nung nagpaparent sa amin. So sabi ko, sige, gamitin na lang natin. Malay mo naman, makabenta tayo. And then so happened, nag-start siya na nag-sell na sila ng more than 100 cups above every day. So until now, that is one of the greatest na decision namin kasi up until now, nakakasell kami ng more than 200, if not more than 200, more than 100. So tinatarget pa rin namin yung mga kagaya before na nakakabenta kami more than 300 cups every day, tapos nakaka-take home sila na magkano. So ayun, that is one of the many challenges. Sobrang dami talagang challenges nung ECQ. Kasi nung ECQ, I can guarantee cash is king. And yun, ang hirap.
So ganun talaga, I guess minsan, no, na meron tayong mga struggles or yung low sales, mga lean season sa business, and sometimes we just have to be patient. And during the pandemic, nag-ano ba kayo? Nagma-market ba kayo online? Kaya ano yung reason mo bakit biglang dumami yung sales ninyo? Is there any specific thing that you did?
Yes, actually, nag-try ako ng Facebook ads. So it kind of helped us, pero the thing that really helped us the most is yung nagkaroon kami ng exposure with Showtime sa ABS-CBN. Kasi at the time, talagang hiring ako ng staff kasi buntis yung isa kong staff. So pilay kami ng staff dahil nag-open na yung Maseda, and then meron pa sa Tondo, not all the time naman is kaya ko lahat na ako yung tumutulong kasi ako yung nagba-back office. So, ang nangyari, ewan ko kung sino sa ABS ang nakakita ng post ko na I am hiring, and then eventually nag-call sila if they can parang, paano ba to, they can feature as sa segment nila na wanted hiring ng It's Showtime. And then that day, di ba, nag-air kami, kinabukasan, edi ako yung nagtitinda, ako yung nag-squeeze, ganyan. Sobrang grabe yung dami ng orders. To the point na yung squeezer namin na heavy duty, nawasak talaga siya into half. Kasi sobrang promise, hindi ko mahanap yung video, share ko sana. Talaga nawasak yung shake, ay yung squeezer. Tapos tawa kami na tawa, hindi namin alam paano namin isa-serve yung orders. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng pigain sa kamay, walang lasa pag ganun eh. Kasi the hand is not strong enough to squeeze. So yun, dun nag-start, I think, with the exposure then. And word of mouth na rin siguro at some point. Kasi yun nga, nag-start na rin kami na nagpamigay and kinukuha kami ng mga hospitals parang to order, ganyan, or to parang donate sa mga frontliners, gano'n.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really a great story. And minsan, we just have to be patient and we just have to be proactive, no? Tingnan natin, ano ba yung pwede natin gawin to promote the business. And I understand na you also got a business loan from CCAP. So, can you tell us more, Raquel, about that? Bakit mo kailangang mag-apply for a business loan? Eh, sa kwento mo naman, parang okay naman yung sales ninyo. Biglang tumaas nung nagkaroon kayo ng exposure sa Showtime. So, ano yung story behind that?
Honestly naman kasi, although tumaas talaga yung revenues, tumaas din naman yung aming mga bayarin, di ba? So, at saka given the fact na, yun nga, nag-deplete yung funds namin kasi we needed to pay our obligations, kailangan pa rin talaga namin ng parang, kumbaga, sales maximizer namin, which is of course, the funds. And during those time kasi, na nag-try ako ng sikap, talagang ang vision namin is to expand. Syempre, di ba, we are also doing franchise. So, we needed teams na we can hire. And of course, parang development, business development, franchise development. In which, of course, I need to fund it then. And during those times talaga, yung sales kasi ng Lemonology, umiikot lang din naman siya dun sa operational cost niya. Kasi, yes, the sales is increasing, but the demand is also increasing. So, syempre, for the supply, kailangan namin ng fund, which is, of course, nahati kasi yan sa operational. And then, di ba, syempre, yung staff mo, yung rent mo, and then yung mga supplies mo pa. So, at some point, kukulangin ka talaga eh. Not unless you really have extra funds na papaikot. That's why I needed to loan. I really know within myself na I need more. Kasi yun nga, I have so much in store for me. I have so much vision. And yet, hindi ko talaga ma-execute lahat just because kulang kami ng funds. That's why I tried sikap. So, the story behind that is I have so much vision for the business na I needed that I can execute it all if I had the funds.
Mm-hmm. Oo, can I just comment na pag pinapakinggan kita, you don't sound as a healthcare worker anymore. Parang you sound like an entrepreneur already, no?
So, thank you.
Congrats on that. Hello, Mars. To introduce you to our listeners, no, kindly state your name and then what you do.
Hello, I'm Marikris Silvala. So I'm commonly known as Mars. So I am CCAP's product owner. And with that, I lead the implementations relative to the platform. And I also work with different teams like marketing, support, customer success, operations, sales, and our different partners in terms of usage of CCAP's platform.
First time kong narinig yung CCAP. Matagal na ba yung company na CCAP?
Actually, it's not a company eh. More of a product of a company. So the company is UBX Corporation. And then one of the products actually serves our Filipino people is CCAP or the CCAP Lending Platform.
I want to clarify that, no? So the company is UBX, which is Union Bank?
UBX is a wholly owned tech subsidiary of Union Bank of the Philippines. And one of the products is CCAP Lending Marketplace.
Alright, so CCAP is a platform. Baka kasi usually yun yung mga first impressions ng mga tao eh, na ano tong CCAP? Mm-hmm. Anong company ba to? San opisina nito? So it's good that you clarify that. So CCAP is mainly a platform which is owned by UBX, which is also a tech subsidiary of Union Bank. Tama?
Yes.
Alright. CCAP is basically a marketplace where you can apply for a business loan. So, meaning, do you have like lending partners? Kasi if CCAP is just a platform, sa Union Bank ba galing yung pera? Or do you have other lending partners who can provide the capital that entrepreneurs are asking for or seeking?
CCAP is a lending marketplace and we are powered by different financial institutions or lenders. So in the platform, we have si Union Bank of the Philippines, we have si Right Choice Finance, we also have si Esquire Finance, si Seed Intech, the company called Zenith Capital Credit. We have a rural bank in Batangas. I think it's also known in Calabarzon area, Banco Cabayan, and also a rural bank known in Cebu, Rafi Microfinance.
All right. So, what makes CCAP different from other financial institutions? Kasi pag sinabing business loan, ang una kong maiisip, doon sa sarili kong banko, I can apply for a business loan sa banko ko. So, what makes CCAP different from the other institutions or platforms out there?
So, currently kasi, in the Philippines, we have a lot of businesses or we call it generally MSMEs or micro, small, and medium enterprises. Now, based on our research, we found out na 1 million of those MSMEs are actually registered, but that doesn't include yet our online sellers or those that are really utilizing yung mga e-commerce platforms natin na ginagamit ngayon, yung mga add-to-cart platforms natin. And then moreover, we encountered this pandemic last year. So this gave rise to many individuals. Actually, aside from layoffs, marami talagang tao na nag-pursue ng businesses. They started utilizing their left funds to let it circulate and come up with their own business. And also, they utilize social media. And then, combining all factors, so we had a lot of opportunity ever since pa naman. But of course, when the pandemic hit the country, the opportunity became wide. And with that, we have to bridge the gap and also help these business owners to have access to credit and financing services. So also, going on what makes CCAP different, probably for the rest of the lenders. So we know that here in the country or here in the Philippines, the traditional lending process is actually yung currently na experience natin. So, we need to say traditional, manual siya talaga or manomatic for some, di ba? So, nandun yung heavy documentation requirements. Most of the time, maririnig mo yung mga umuutang. And I think this does not only apply to business owners, eh. Even to us individuals, when we do apply for a loan, whether car loan pa yan or home loan, etc., lagi mong makikita na heavy yung documentation requirements. Makakarinig ka ng reklamo na, ano ba yan? Maraming kailangan ipasa. And then second, long processing time. So lagi na lang magtatanong tayo, and even others, naririnig natin na ilang linggo na ako naghihintay, ilang buwan na to, wala pa rin ba? Or pag hindi ka pa tatawag, minsan hindi ka pa ma-update, di ba? And then lastly, lack of transparency. So lagi tayong nagtatanong, and even others, ano na ba yung next step? So di ba, ang tagal ng hinintay mo, ang dami mo ng pinasa, and then magugulat ka na lang, rejected ka pala. Wala pala yung loan mo to start with. So that's one of the heavy struggles, di ba? So these different scenarios, although nakakatawa siya at times kasi we really experience it, it makes it harder for Filipinos and specifically Filipino MSMEs to access their financial services. And majority of them, because of those different circumstances, parang takot na sila pumunta sa banks. Or kumbaga, pag naririnig nila bigla yung term na utang, loan, umutang ka sa bank, etc., interest, parang may sort of anxiety na sa kanila eh, na, ay, di naman ako ma-approve dyan eh. So that's the reason why, of course, that gave birth to CCAP. So CCAP is the Philippines' first same-day approval lending marketplace, specifically made for business owners or MSMEs in our terminology din ngayon for businesses. So if you could see, yung spelling ng CCAP is S-E-E-K-C-A-P. It's actually a play on the word seek capital. And at the same time, if you hear it, you would hear the word CCAP, or it resembles how Filipinos are masisikap or hardworking, di ba, overall. So, yun yung reason behind the terminology. So, it is not just a plain description of what we offer, but also what we see in our Filipino MSMEs or businesses. Now, CCAP also offers a seamless digital loan application experience. So, kung kanina narinig niyo yung mga reklamong commonly naririnig natin or alam natin, through CCAP, you have a very flexible way to loan. So, with CCAP, you would see na maraming pag-PPD ang loan products. So, lahat ng different products na meron yung mga binanggit natin earlier na financial institutions, nandoon. And then, 24/7 siya. So, pwede ka mag-apply anytime. So, wala siyang closing time. Hindi ka tatakbo for a branch para lang makiusap na I need your services any time of the day. And then lastly, pwede siya gamitin or mag-apply through using any of your devices. So all online siya. So this is really away from the traditional lending experience na we have nowadays. And this approach actually is one of the things that helps our MSMEs not only before the pandemic, but I think even now and even more na nasa pandemic situation tayo.
Ang pinaka, I would say, unique value proposition na naisip ko for CCAP is, unang-una, you can apply dun sa website ninyo. Mm-hmm. So, you don't have to go to a branch or an office. Pangalawa, mm-hmm, tama ba yung narinig ko, same day approval? Or talagang, ano, mabilis yung approval nyo for applying business loans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, meron tayong mga lender partners sa CCAP na kaya talaga ang same day approval. And with the other partners naman, nakakatulong din siya ma-shorten yung turnaround time na tinatawag or yung processing time, kasi we make use of technology talaga na lahat ng mga nakikita nila as lenders and also ikaw as borrowers, close to real time siya. So parehas kayong mas nai-ease or napapadali yung processing?
I think importante nga yun, no, na maiksi lang yung waiting time to know kung approve yung loan. Kasi katulad ni Raquel kanina na marami siyang gustong gawin doon sa business. Eh. Gusto niyang i-expand. And kapag nag-apply siya ng business loan sa isang institution, tapos maghihintay siya ng 1 week, 2 weeks, yung pakiramdam mo na hindi ka makagalaw kasi may hinihintay ka. So it's great that CCAP can provide yung approval na within, I would say, within the same day or after a very short period of time lang. So, Raquel, in your case, when you were thinking of expanding the business, did you apply for a business loan sa ibang institutions before you went for CCAP?
Yes, I did. And ano, agree ako dun sa sinabi ni Mars na may isip ko talaga yun, baka hindi ako ma-approve, ganito, ganyan. Number one ko talaga yan. Actually, nakita ko yung CCAP with Union Bank Global Linker. Before that, actually, I think around mga October or November kasi, talagang gusto ko na mag-expand. Doon palang gigil na gigil na ako kasi yun nga, I can see the growth and I can see yung, yun nga, ang daming taong gustong mag-business, hindi nala alam ko ano yung i-business nila, hindi nala alam who to market because let's admit it, nung talagang ECQ, di ba, lahat tayo naging tindera. So, palakasan lang din talaga ng loob, di ba? So, what happened was, I tried with a loaning facility and guess what? I got rejected just because kailangan may check ka for certain months na nagagalaw. We have a check. We do have a check na gumagalaw, pero not entirely, kailangan, meron silang parang amount needed na every month. So, what happened was, in-explain nila na dapat ganito, within at least 6 months, dapat ganito yung galaw ng cheque mo. So, sabi ko, sige, gagalawin ko yung cheque ng ganito, hintay ako ng 6 months just in case baka I get approved, ganyan. So, ayun nga, since Lemonology was a new name, it was only April 2020 last year na ni-register yung Lemonology. So talagang pagka sa other institutions, other banks or what, they will consider Lemonology as a baby company or brand new business. As in, brand new pa siya. Kasi di ba parang the business should at least run 1 to 3 years para i-consider ng mga bank. So, yun nga, dumating na yung iniisip ko na sinabi ni Mars kanina na baka hindi ako ma-approve kasi yung tenurity namin, palagang sa mata nila, bago. Yun yung mga struggles ko. Tapos, with CCAP, everything was very quick. Grabe.
Ano yung naging experience mo sa CCAP? So, nakita mo yung dun sa Union Bank?
Yes, sa Union website, Bank Global Linker. Tinry ko, sabi ko sa asawa ko. Sabi ko sa asawa ko, babe, try lang natin just in case kasi bago sa paningin ko ganyan. So, tinry ko and then sabi ko, yun nga, sabi ko nga, baka hindi ako ma-approve kasi ganito ganyan, tas no collateral pa. So, alam naman natin na pag no collateral, sobrang higpit, di ba? Ang daming papeles. So, nag-expect ako ng ganun. And then what happened was, very limited lang yung kailangan ni CCAP and very comprehensive. Kumbaga, kung ano yung nasa website nila, matcha-checklist mo na yun eh, kung ano yung kailangan mo ibigay sa kanila. So, what happened was, I complied. I gave them as much as possible lahat ng papeles na hawak ko. And then within the day, alam ko within the day talaga, I got approved. Tapos nagtatapalon ako sa asawa ko. Sabi ko, oh my God, beto na yun. Tapos nagulat din siya kasi we never knew that it is possible na makapag-loan ka ng ginto. Kasi nga, I have been trying and yet I got rejected kasi nga, the tenurity of the business, they consider it new talaga, very baby pa. So, ayun, nag-try lang ako online, and then within a span of, I think, 1 to 2 hours, naglabas ng email na your loan is approved. Tapos parang yun nga, I need to parang type in my Union Bank account or what, ganon, para ma-disburse na yung cash. So, kahit ako, hindi ako nakapaniwala na within that day, na-approve ako. Promise.
So, gusto kong tanungin, Mars, no? That's really incredible na ganong kabilis. Which makes me wonder, ano yung kinoconsider ninyo pag may nag-a-apply? Titingnan nyo lang ba yung business registration? Or what are the things that you check kung okay bang pautangin or i-approve yung loan ng isang nag-a-apply? What are the parameters na titingnan ninyo para kung merong nakikinig sa atin na entrepreneur who also wants to apply for a business loan, alam din nila kung ano yung ihahanda nila.
Mm-mm. Yep. Actually, with that, hindi si CCAP talaga yung nagbibigay ng parameters or yung guidelines. Yung mga lenders, iba-iba yung criterias nila. They have their own way of assessing a client or a borrower, but we make sure na we are helping also our lenders to make their products more inclusive. Or kumbaga, sa ating lahat, applicable siya. Whether ang sabi nga ni Raquel, baby business pa yan, or kahit sabihin natin yung mga traditionally or technically, yung mga businesses na kahit saang financial institution or lender yung gustuhin nilang umutang, chances are pwede silang ma-decline, tulad nga nasabi ni Raquel, dahil sa tenure lang or dahil nga hindi kalakihan yung sales mo, ito lang yung maximum or minimum na kaya ibigay sa'yo, etc. So yun, yun yung ginagawa namin. So we don't really set parameters, it's still with the lenders, sila pa rin yung gumagawa ng guidelines sila. But what we make sure is that pag member ka ng CCAP, we'll help you how to make your product more inclusive para sa nakararaming businesses.
But I guess, Mars, kailangan ano, registered business ka na. Hindi pwede ba mag-apply yung tipong nag-online selling lang pero hindi pa siya talaga registered as a business, wala pa siyang DTI and all of that.
Mm-mm.
Pwede ba mag-apply yung ganon?
Mm-mm. Yep, in CCAP, we have lenders na yun nga, they made their products very inclusive na they allow those online sellers na mag-loan or mag-apply under sa kanila. So, we can accommodate those kinds of sellers and actually, ang laking tulong nga ng mga lenders na may ganong products eh, or yung mga iba't ibang partners natin na inclusive talaga din sila when it comes to granting a loan. Kasi di ba yung pandemic, lahat talaga online ng labanan. I doubt na right now and even actually starting last year na hindi ganun kadami yung mga online sellers natin na kailangang umutang pero maliit nga sila or walang registration pa or dahil nga hindi kalakihan, talagang small business owner lang siya. Hindi pa siya napupush mag-register. So yung mga yon kaya natin siya itap and pag-applyin via CCAP.
Ano yung range ng money na pwedeng i-apply na loan sa CCAP? Ano yung minimum and ano yung maximum?
Mm-mm. Currently, ang minimum namin is 50,000 pesos and ang maximum namin ngayon, we have as high as 20 million in the platform. So yung mga partners namin,
20 million.
Yes. May partner kaming kasi as high as 20 million and then no collateral pa based on their assessment. So meron kaming ganun. And as we also try to grow and to widen our business, we are making it more inclusive. So what we do now is some of our partners offers also below 50K. Meron kasi tayong mga small business owners or even sari-sari stores actually na nagre-reach out sa amin na natataasan pa rin sa 50,000. So may mga partners tayong kaya mag-accommodate even below 50,000 para sa kanila.
So I'm sure ang iniisip ng mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon is kamusta naman yung interest rate? What are the what's the average interest rate that people can expect if they get a loan from CCAP's partners?
Yep. Actually, with the interest rate, ang range namin right now is 3% to roughly 5.5%. So, ang average namin, naglalaro siya sa 3.5. So, yan yung average namin lately. So, I think okay siya. Kasi wala ka nang pupuntahan talagang branch eh, or any building, di ka na magko-commute, cellphone lang, search mo lang yung CCAP, apply ka na agad.
So, aside from business expansion, what are the other reasons why entrepreneurs apply for a business loan from CCAP? Do you have like data on that?
Mm-mm. Yep. So to share, I think it's also a good story to share with everyone na since the start of the pandemic, diba? So as Raquel mentioned, majority of the businesses really had financial struggles. Not only businesses and even us, diba, individuals. Every piso counts even more those times and even today. So what happened is marami kasing businesses that time na dahil biglang nagsara eh, lockdown tayo, quarantine, 2 to 3 months yon, they would need help for their operations or yung OPEX nila, kumbaga operational expense. So what happened there is maraming may ganung need and also at the same time, since pandemic nga, naka-lockdown ka, going and lining up to these financial institutions or lenders, hindi siya possible kasi diba sarado rin sila eh, or if makakalabas ka man, hindi ka talaga ganun kadali makalabas. Super hirap. Kailangan may pass ka pa. So yun, I think yun yung isang naging purpose din ni Sikap. Napakalaking help niya during the pandemic when it all happened, na naging way siya to bridge the gap of financing services even more. Dahil nga lahat is restricted to go out, bahay lang talaga yung lahat ng tao that time. And also at the same time, what we really enabled is for financing services to be within the reach of the fingertips of these business owners natin. So all online siya, di ka nalalabas, madali lang yung experience, kita mo lahat ng nangyayari sa application mo. So si Sikap right now, so focus siya dun sa mga business natin na baby kung tawagin, or yung mga kakasimula pa lang, nasimulan mo na and you want to grow, you want to expand, etc. So yun, malaki yung magiging tulong ni Sikap for those business owners or entrepreneurs.
So, pwedeng-pwede yung kaibigan ko na nagbebenta ng ubi cheese pandesal for the past several months. Eh, sabi niya, kung dalawa daw yung mixer niya at saka meron siyang extra oven, kaya niya maka-accommodate ng mas maraming orders. No? So, I think she's one of a good candidate to apply for a business loan sa Sikap. Tama, no?
Mm-mm. Yes, sir. So, lahat ng mga business owners natin na ganun, pwedeng-pwede sila mag-apply. So, marami silang makikitang partners namin on the platform na may mga produkto na fit dun sa pangangailangan lang nila at that time. And yung kaya din nila, di ba, financially. Yun naman din yung isang mahalaga.
So siguro one last question for you, Raquel, no? If let's say a new entrepreneur nakikinig sa atin ngayon and they are looking for some motivation and inspiration to continue what they're doing kasi baka nawawalan na rin sila ng motivation dahil ang hirap din talaga nitong pandemic, they're struggling with their business. So anong pwede mong sabihin sa kanila? Ano yung pwedeng advice na pwede mong ibigay sa kanila sa mga new and struggling entrepreneurs who are listening to us right now?
Kami kasi ni husband, whenever we feel down, what we do is we listen to The Secret, yung book. So, audiobook naman kami, na kinig kami na parang lagi kasi sinasabi doon na if you think negative, the world will give you all the negative. If you think na ayoko siyang katabi, siya magiging katabi mo. Because the universe doesn't know negation. So if you think, ay, parang malulugi ako, the universe will give that to you. So as hard and as crazy as it seems to be, always believe that it will happen to you. Na everything positive will happen to you. Actually, itong sisikap, ganun ang ginawa ko. Sabi ko sa husband ko, ma-approve ako. Feeling ko ma-approve ako. And then, na-approve talaga ako, di ba? So, it really happens. So, simula nun, naniwala na talaga ako na the universe listens. So, I think that's one thing you should do. And, of course, normal lang na matakot tayo kasi kahit naman kami, sabi ko, Diyos ko, saan ako kukuha ng pangkapital? Paano pa tayo bibenta? May tatlo pa tayong staff na sa amin kasi sila nakatira. So, para kami may anak din. Sabi ko, hindi pwede to. Kailangan magtinda tayo. Kailangan kumita tayo. Kasi kundi, hindi ako makakakain. Yung mga ganon. So, what I did was, I believe na makakabenta kami. Wow. So, ayun. Believe lang. Kasi wala na yung iba maniniwala sa'yo ngayon kundi ikaw lang din eh. And then the customers will follow.
Yeah, hindi ka papaniwalaan ng mga customers mo at ng ibang tao kung ikaw mismo hindi ka naniniwala sa sarili mong business at sa vision ng business mo. So, thank you very much, Raquel. So, saan ba nila pwedeng ma-visit ang Lemonology? Ano ba yung mga social media accounts ninyo?
So, our Facebook account is named Lemonology PH. So, since medyo dumadami na kami, nag-name na ako ng may PH to know that we are the main. And then, we are also in Instagram. It is @lemonology.ph. So, those are our social media platforms. And then, we are also seen sa Union Bank Global Linker as Lemonology PH.
Okay, thank you very much, Raquel. So, punta tayo sa'yo, Mars. No? I will ask the same question sa'yo. No? If there's a new entrepreneur, as someone who is struggling with their business right now, any word of advice that you can give them?
Mm-mm. Yeah, actually, I believe dun sa sinasabi din ni Raquel, no? To echo lang din na at the end of the day, you have to believe kasi na you can do it. And I think not only on the business owner side, pero kami din naman sa C-Cup, syempre. In a way, parang business din kami kung paano kami nag-start, di ba? So we also had those different struggles. We also had, siguro kwento ko na lang din or share ko na lang din, when we started yung day one na talagang available na yung website. So para kaming nagtayo ng business din eh. Nilabas namin siya sa public, di ba? Or parang nanganak ka on that day ng isang baby. I remember what we did. Talagang mano-mano kami tumatawag sa mga pwedeng mag-apply, kahit yung mga kakilalang may business. And then after 2 weeks or so, nagulat kami, may isang application. So yung isang application na yon na pumasok, talagang tuwang-tuwa kami, even I think lahat ng executives dun sa side namin, lahat kami, parang reaction din nila Raquel, akala mo nakatanggap ka na ng libo-libong application eh, pero yun, isa lang yun. So ganun kami nag-start, and then paunti-unti, naging tatlo, naging 20, nagulat na lang kami, today, nagkakaroon na kami ng around thousands, so in a month's time or even more. So ganun siya. So basically, word of advice for these masisikap natin na mga business owners, lalo na yung mga na kumbaga na-inspire nitong pandemic, yung talagang nalabas sa kanila yung pagiging entrepreneur. So always be open to explore different opportunities para sa business mo rin. So I believe kasi ngayon, well, hindi naman natin masisisi lahat ng tao, 'di ba? And even before, may mga times na hindi pa lahat talaga fully convinced sa idea ng online or yung paggamit ng mga social media or even other platforms, kumbaga. So yun, expand mo lang yung horizon mo or yung big picture yung titignan mo na maraming opportunities na pwede kang itry eh. Maraming iba't ibang ways para kumita ka at maraming iba't ibang ways para makilala yung produkto mo. And then lastly would be, ang magiging advice ko rin is, ayun, at the end of the day also, don't forget na always think one step ahead of the game. So, lagi ka dapat future looking. So, meron kang awareness dun sa present mo, pero don't forget to be one step ahead of your game. So, not others, kasi iba-iba naman din tayo ng goal, di ba? We have our own definition of what we want to do in our business, what success means to us, or tulad nga kay Raquel, ano yung vision niya for this entire year or period. So, ikaw, dapat meron ka ng one foot ahead. Alam mo na agad kung ano yung next game. Kasi, di ba, sa industry ngayon, yung retail, di ba, as a business, mabilis siyang sumikat or mabilis siya mag-trend, mabilis din yung pag-down niya eh. So, dapat ikaw, future-looking ka na lagi. Ano kaya yung dapat kong isipin na bago pa dumating sa time na mag-decline na yung business ko? So, yun, those are the things na I wanted to share.
Alright, so thank you very much. So, Mars, for our listeners who are interested to learn more about C-Cup and probably they're interested also to apply for a business loan, saan sila pwede pumunta and ano yung website ninyo kung saan sila pwede mag-apply?
Mm-mm. Ayun. So for CCAP, so we have different social media sites and we also have our website. So if you want to apply for a loan, so you would just need to search CCAP.ph. So that's SEEKCAP.ph. And from there, you could scan through all available loan products, register, and apply. Then you can also like our FB page. So that is CCAP.ph. And we also have our Twitter account. So you can follow us at CCAP.ph. And lastly, we have our Instagram account that you could also follow. So that is at CCAP.ph. So, ayun. So for all entrepreneurs, business owners, MSMEs natin dyan, so punta na kayo sa CCAP. So scan lang kayo dyan. Baka may makita kayo ang kailangan nyo na business loan. Register and apply. So those easy steps. Scan, register, and apply. Yan. Thank you.
Becoming an entrepreneur and starting a business is among the most difficult challenges that I had to face in my life. However, it's also one of the best decisions I've made and definitely among the most rewarding and self-fulfilling goals that I've achieved. And what I've learned is that if you want to succeed in business, then you need to believe in your products. You need to believe in your vision. And most importantly, you need to first believe in yourself.
Always have a vision for yourself. Never forget kung ano yung North Star mo or lagi kang magkaroon ng direction. Saan mo ba gusto pumunta? Kasi yung pupuntahan mo na yon, that will serve as your clear path para makita mo yung daan paunti-unti eh. Dahil left and right, marami kang distractions definitely. Maraming ibabato sa'yo, maraming harang, pero yun, titingnan mo lang yung daan na yon.
And that's the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-invite niyo na rin ang mga friends niyo to listen to our podcast. Also, you can check out the description of this episode for the links going to Limonology and of course, going to CCAP. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. That's it. This is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again in our next episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.